Hey, Urban Spinsters, it is Sadia Sanders of UrbanSpinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Make sure you are subscribing to the podcast, to the YouTube channel, following me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at UrbanSpinsterXO. Please share all the content. Okay, so let's get into it. Tuesday is when the story broke that Tim Norman, who is the son of Robbie Montgomery, owner of Sweetie Pie Soul Food Restaurants in the St. Louis area and beyond. Tim is the mastermind behind expanding the franchise to other cities and states. I'll say other states because St. Louis, they had several in the area, but Tim expanded it to Houston, to Los Angeles, I think Memphis as well. But as of Tuesday, Tim was arrested for conspiracy on a murder for hire plot against his own nephew, Andre Montgomery. And Andre is the son of Tim's brother. I think it's half brother because Andre had the last name Montgomery. And Tim has the last name of Norman, and his legal name is James Timothy Norman. But Miss Robbie Montgomery, she is the owner, trademark owner of Sweetie Pies, the creator of Sweetie Pies restaurants, and it is a family-run business. They have several other family members who are managing the different locations. And as of 2011, they had a reality show that ran from 2011 to 2018. So that's how the world got to know who the Montgomery family is and know about what they do as far as the restaurants. Very good show. It was on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And it's just really sad and shocking to think that Tim is involved in killing his own nephew. Andre had moved from Texas to St. Louis to kind of get to know his father's side of the family. His father, Ms. Robbie's other son, was killed due to violence in the California area about maybe 20 years earlier. Now, Andre's murder occurred in 2016. So for 4 years, we hadn't heard anything else about this murder. And when he was killed, they were still filming the Welcome to Sweetie Pies reality show. So we got to see the family grieve during the episodes. After that, during the reunion special, many, many tears, vigils were held. Tim got involved in anti-violence movements. He even flew to a rally where Trayvon Martin's family was involved in another event for anti-violence. And he marched during the Ferguson protests. I mean, he was just out there. And I think that's what people are just having even a harder time wrapping their minds around, that someone who was allegedly involved would then go out and, you know, be crying and with the family and doing all of these movements to stop the violence. He himself, Tim, was in prison for 10 years as a teenager. I think he was maybe 17 or so when he was convicted of armed robbery. So for 4 years, like I said, we hadn't heard anything about Andre's murder. So I wonder, well, how did this come up? Clearly, you know, the investigation was still ongoing, but you know, you don't hear anything for a while. You kind of move on, the rest of us in the world move on, you know, with life until something pops up like this. So as of today, I found that Operation Legend, which is kind of like a task force through the Department of Justice federal agency that assists specifically in Missouri. It started in Kansas City, Missouri, because there were so many deaths going on and there were no arrests, no prosecutions, unsolved murders. So this Operation Legend had come in to assist law enforcement with these crimes, these unsolved murders. And most of the cases were of young people. There was Andre's case. I think when he was killed, he might have been 18 or so. There were several children. One young lady, she was 18, and she, along with her two-year-old child, were murdered. And the task force is what I'm calling it, but this is called Operation Legend because there was a child who was killed while he was sleeping in his bed in Kansas City, and his name was Legend. So they named it after him. So they're solving all these crimes, and it's just 2 weeks in, and they tie Tim to the murder of Andre. So I'm going to let you listen to a piece of the local news, as Fox News in St. Louis, to talk about Operation Legend and how they came to find out that Tim was involved.
Yeah, the unraveling of this case sent shockwaves across St. Louis. Some people who both met the Montgomery family inside of the restaurant and for those who know them personally. When federal authorities expanded Operation Legend to St. Louis City, several residents were wondering what, if any, results the initiative may bring. Now, just 2 weeks after getting up and running, it's cracked a case that shocked everyone.
All this stuff is at Sweetie Pie.
James Timothy Norman, co-owner of Sweetie Pie's Soul Food Restaurant and reality TV star, is now behind bars for allegedly being part of a conspiracy and a murder-for-hire hit on his nephew, Andre Montgomery. We now have a photo of his alleged accomplice, 36-year-old Terica Ellis, an exotic dancer from Memphis. Federal investigators say the two partnered together to kill Montgomery in March of 2016. This high-profile case is just one of the many being touted as a result of Operation Legend.
Operation Legend, one of the most significant law enforcement operations in the Department of Justice.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr made a stop in Kansas City to praise the success of the program. The operation's name is an ode to 4-year-old Legend Tally Farrow, who was shot and killed while he slept in bed in Kansas City. His mom, Sharon Powell, spoke briefly about how this help from the federal government is giving families answers they deserve, even if the arrest is beyond their wildest dreams.
I want to express that the community, we have to help each other with the other cases that they're working on to help solve. If you have any information, any tips, I think just go ahead and give them a call so we can help solve other murders like my son.
The death of 18-year-old Trinity Riley and her 2-year-old son, Caden Johnson, remains the number one agenda on the FBI's to-do list in St. Louis. A $25,000 reward is still available for anyone that comes forward with information that leads to an arrest.
None of the efforts to rehabilitate communities can bear fruit in an atmosphere of bloodshed.
Hey, Spinster Society, make sure you go to urbanspinster.com and click on that fashion merch link. That link will take you directly to the Urban Spinster store on Teespring, where I have that merch available for you in leisure wear. You got two styles of sweatshirts with Never Settle on the front and the Urban Spinster logo on the back. One is a crew neck and one is a slouchy off the shoulder. There are also leggings and the matching sports bra in a great African print. You can use these items whether you're lounging around the house or you're actually working out during this COVID season. So make sure you check it out. Again, fashion merch link on urbanspinster.com. So there you have, you know, what's going on in the St. Louis, or actually in the Missouri community with Operation Legend. And this was just one of the cases that they had on their roster, unsolved murder. And Tim was part of it. Tim and this lady, Terica Ellis, is an exotic dancer. From what I'm hearing, he met online on Instagram. and why he thought she would be willing to accept money to organize this hit, I don't know, but she received $9,000. He had taken out a $450,000 insurance policy on Andre. So that was the purpose for him wanting to kill Andre and cash in on the money. People in the St. Louis area are saying that Tim was taking money from like the Memphis location of Sweetie Pies. Well, not taking money, but selling merchandise from there, supplies and stuff like that, trying to get money out of that franchise to then open up something else. So it's like he's robbing Peter to pay Paul, kind of, so to speak. And same thing with that Miss Robbie had an issue with Tim with, which is why she sued him, was that he was taking money from the restaurant and then opening other locations without her permission. And his justification was that, well, he knew she wasn't going to agree to it, so he rather asked for forgiveness than permission. And he would say, you know, he's trying to expand the brand, you know, she's not going to be around for long, because Miss Robbie is an older woman. She's about 80 years old now, probably, because when they were filming, I think she was in her 70s. So the show was canceled in 2018. So It's just really, really, really sad. Tim had another issue with his fiance at the time. When they started filming, he was in a relationship with a woman named Janae. They had a child during the time that the show was airing, TJ. And they broke up. He wound up proposing, but they never married. They broke up. She went on to marry someone else and had a child. So they have their custody issues going on, and that has come out on Instagram, where she's going off on him, he's going off on her. Miss Robbie had got into it at some point because she was just sick of all the drama going on, and according to her, lies being told about Tim and what kind of father he is. And then he had a relationship with former basketball wife Jennifer. What is Jennifer's last name? I forgot Jennifer's last name, but Jennifer was on Basketball Wives, and he had a relationship with her. And that soured, and Jennifer was suing him for stalking, and she said he was abusive and all this kind of stuff. And a lot of people didn't believe her, because it was like, okay, well, Tim is running around the country opening up all these restaurants. When he got time to be stalking you? But, you know, when you think about, okay, well, Jennifer Williams, that's her name. If you think about this, then you're like, okay, well, what wouldn't he do? If he would take out an insurance claim or insurance, a life insurance policy on his nephew, unbeknownst to anybody, and oh, by the way, he never got the money. Because you have to, of course, come with some receipts. You got to come with the death certificate. And I guess he can produce whatever the documents were that were necessary for him to get the money. So he's out $9,000. He'll probably be in prison for the rest of his life if they can, you know, prove without a shadow of a doubt that he had anything to do with this and orchestrated it. And even though there were burner phones used, clearly the federal government can trace burner phones. So burner doesn't mean anything. It just means that you don't have a contract with a cell phone company. You got the phone, you got it activated, and okay, you deactivated and you threw it away or whatever, but they still can be traced, because that's what happened with Tim and Terica. They traced the cell phone tower activity. She had, I guess, called Tim when she found where Andre was. Andre got a call from somebody and came outside, and that's when he was shot. So if you go back and look at, there's an episode right after Andre was murdered where Miss Robbie was saying he had to have known who his killer was, because why would he accept a phone call, come outside, I think he was at a recording studio or something, come outside to accept the phone call, and then he shot. So she knew right away that he was set up, but I'm sure she had no idea that Tim was involved. I also heard that she may have had a hand in tipping off the police. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but she has gone to visit Tim because I think Tim is being held in, is he in Memphis? Let me see where Tim is. I think it's in Memphis because that would make sense. He was starting to, or had a location of Sweetie Pies in Memphis. Oh no, he's in Mississippi. So I don't know what he's doing in Mississippi, but that is where he is being held. He's Fed 41 charged in federal complaint from last week. And I know Miss Robbie was en route to go to see him in prison. Well, he ain't in prison yet. He's in jail. So difference between jail and prison. Jail, usually, you know, that's where you first go. You get processed. You wait for your court date. If you do any kind of time for, you know, something small, you may finish out your time in like a county jail type facility. But once you get federal time, which this is a federal crime, he may be going back to prison because I believe he is being held without bail at this point. So, but Tim took out the life insurance policy on Andre back in 2014, and Andre was murdered in 2016. So then you're thinking about, okay, well, he had been plotting to do this for years. That's what it looks like. Now, who knows what's in Tim's mind? I'm going to post the mugshot of Tim and the accomplice, Terica, on my Instagram page. So make sure you go there to check that out and comment on anything you may have heard or just, you know, your thoughts on the matter. If you were a fan of Sweetie Pies, like I was, I watched it faithfully every week. I even visited a location that they had here in, well, not Los Angeles, North Hollywood area, because like I said, they had two. They had the Inglewood location, which is where Issa Rae's coffee shop is now, which is Hilltop Cafe. She's actually a partner. It's not hers by herself. But that same location is where Sweetie Pies was in Los Angeles, or in Inglewood, California. And it was on La Brea and Market, right on the corner. So that's where Hilltop is now. And the North Hollywood location was kind of a historical landmark because it used to be a diner that was made out of like a trolley car. Really small. And then on the side, it had been updated, but on the side, like there was a to-go area. So if you just wanted to walk up, order your food and take it, and then if you want to eat inside, you would eat inside the little trolley car thing. Very unorganized, I will say that. It was not running like it should have been. And the food was good, but it was very expensive. Way too much for chicken. Because their specialty is fried chicken. They had this good hot, I want to say it was hot like the what is it? Is it Tennessee or Kentucky area? Tennessee, somewhere in Tennessee where they have this, or Nashville, where they have this hot chicken. It wasn't that hot, but it definitely had a kick to it. So whatever they put in the flour or the batter to make their fried chicken, it was really spicy. And I love spicy food, so that was a good surprise because I had never tasted their food. I just thought it was regular old fried chicken. But it was good, but it wasn't $20 good. It wasn't standing in no line good. I'm not a standing in line for food kind of person. But a friend of mine and I did go over there because we weren't too far away. I'm like, you know, let's go check out Sweetie Pie. So, yeah, we stood in this long line. Like I said, it's very unorganized. It's very unorganized. And that may have been part of the reason it failed. Because you can't be in a place like this LA area and you get too many passes. Because it's just too many options. if we don't like this, we can go down the street. We can go around a corner. We can, you know. So there's way too many options for you to not get it together and be a success. There are restaurants that have been just way more upscale and have failed for whatever reason. So, yeah, you can't be half-assing out here for too long and think you're going to make it. And the rent is high as hell. So if you're not getting those customers in, and that's probably why the chicken was high, because they were trying to pay that rent. But, and then I think he was trying to open a third spot out here, and that never happened. So anyway, but yet, I'll post Terrica and Tim's mugshot, and y'all let me know. Miss Robbie is an older woman. I hope she can stand through all of this. They've had a lot of issues in their family, and then trying to run a restaurant chain is very stressful. So she is in my prayers. Monique, who is a cousin that worked in with the restaurants as well, she and Janae had a falling out, Tim's ex-fiance, a while back. They had tried to start a business together. It was healthcare related, and Monique seemed to be doing all the work. And Janae, I don't know what, she just wanted to say she owned the business. I don't know. That's what it looked like. So Tim brings all that kind of stuff up on his IG. His IGTV is still there with him going off on Janae with their custody issues. So that's there as well. And it's just so sad. And it's not looking good. It's not looking good for Tim. I mean, he's an ex-con. He's got that strike against him. He's got the lawsuit against him with Miss Robbie for theft. He went to prison in the first place for armed robbery. And now you got this going on. So, you know, prayers to their family. And like I said, comment with your thoughts. Make sure you're subscribing and sharing. Any topics that you would like me to cover, just shoot me a DM or leave a comment on the YouTube channel, and I will do my best to fulfill your requests. All right, I will talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.